Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this July 4th weekend. What a time of celebration that we have in the midst of our nation, a time in which we just celebrate the 4th and the good things that are happening in America. But before we jump into the teaching this morning, it's a time to roar. I want to bring you up to date with a few things of events that are coming that you are not going to want to miss out on. The first one is coming next weekend, which is July 11th. We are having our next Vital Gathering at Debbie's Celebration Barn. You're not going to want to miss this great event. We're going to take time for it. It's going to be from 5 to 7 on Sunday. This next Sunday, mark it down. We are going to have food to open up with. It's going to be a great time of celebration, great food, and then we're going to have a time of worship. I think what a great opportunity as we take time to worship and praise God for who He is. And it's also, too, this event, what we love so much about it is it's always been directed for a few things. One is that we want to have an open place to where we can feel freedom in the event of worshiping God. That means that we want to bring everyone together. And I just love that, from all different faiths and backgrounds and things, that we get a time together to join and worship the one true God. You're not going to want to miss that at all. Also, too, here's another opportunity that you can bring somebody who would not normally come to church with you, but may come to Vital Gathering. Again, it's from 5 to 7 o'clock at Debbie's Celebration Barn on the south side of Oskaloosa. It is a great place. I always want to thank Debbie and Denny, as they do such a great job of welcome. They have weddings that they do there, and they do a great job. And if you're looking for a place to have a wedding, Debbie's Celebration Barn is that place for you. They do a fantastic job, and Denny is on top of the game and makes it run smooth. And so, again, that's coming July 11th, and then we'll have a special teaching. We're going to be closing up our teaching series, It's a Time to Roar. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come, and this event is going to be something that is going to launch us into what I believe as we celebrate this birthday of our nation, that God has got something planned for us and the Holy Spirit is going to be there and also to give us an enlightenment. So I encourage you, again, July 11th, Debbie's Celebration Barn, 5 to 7. You don't want to miss this next event. Also, too, another thing that is coming up that we want to make sure that people, we are looking forward to our launch of Vital Men that's coming up in September. You know, it's amazing how time is moving. We are already in July. Half of this year is over. It's amazing how that is happening. But again, we're going to take time in September as men coming together, and we're going to do a new teaching series, and I'm just praying about that, about where God has taken us, but a great time as men. As it says in the Bible, as iron sharpens iron, so does a man sharpen another man. You're not going to want to miss coming in September, that we grow deeper in the midst of our faith and looking to what God has for us as men, how we lead within our family, how we lead within our communities, and how we lead within a nation and the impact that we can have. Now, today you might be driving down the highway and you are listening to KBOE 104.9 FM. You don't want to turn this radio station, because I believe we have a spirit-filled inspiration, a word from the Lord. I'm excited about what God has got for us this morning. You don't want to miss out. Many of you too, today you might be on your way to church. I want to thank you too for taking time on the 4th of July to go not only to celebrate the birth of our nation, but also too, as God has truly blessed America, what a great time that we can go and we can sing praises to the one true God. I just pray a blessing for you today as you travel. Many of you have shared with me, Mike, this is our home time in church. Or maybe some of you are sitting by a campsite this morning and you've turned on to KBOE and you're wanting to hear an inspirational time. I pray that today that the Lord is truly going to bless us in this time together as we meet. It's July 4th, our Independence Day in America. We are 245 years old since 1776, a nation founded on biblical principles. Now, I got a few things I want to share with you this morning of two signers of the Declaration of the Independence. And the first signer is Benjamin Ruth. And this is what he says. He says, "The Bible contains more knowledge necessary to man in the present state than any other book in the Bible. By renouncing the Bible, philosophers swing from their meanings upon all moral subjects. It is the only correct map of the human heart that has ever been published. Man, what great insight of this one of the signers who signed the Declaration of Independence. Now, here's another signer of the Declaration of Independence, and this is what his say, what he says. Robert Treat Paine, and this is what the words that he wrote. I believe the Bible to be the written word of God, to contain in the whole rule of faith a manner. Man, what great words that we hear from these two writers who pinned their name to the Declaration of Independence. And today we celebrate, we go this weekend, we celebrate the independence of America itself. We are in our final weeks this morning of taking on our teaching series, It's Time to Roar. And I believe this is foundational for us this morning as we celebrate the 4th. But I believe with full heartfelt passion that our nation and its birthday is truly at a turning point. The current administration in Washington, D.C., and for all the left extremists, continue to stay focused on America's things of negativity, such as slavery, greed, and war. To just name a few of those as we celebrate our freedom today. See, folks, instead of looking at the freedom and the justice of our nation that has been experienced around the world itself, they continue to bring the negativity in my mind of what is going on in our past and our history. What nation does not have a past and a history of things that wish could have been done differently? Even in our time, even in our time of our nation, of this generation, I'm sure that generations down the road, unless the Lord returns, will look back and see things that we should have done different. I wonder what the world would look like had not America fought, in my mind, in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East, things that will happen, and then finally in Afghanistan as troops are finally coming to an end and leaving that nation. See, folks, freedom has been fought and paid for by the lives of men and women in every race through this great nation. It's time for Christian American values to be heard. A few years ago, the Rolling Stones magazine asked its readers this question: is there anything that would motivate you to die for our country? 40% of the people said no, and it's climbing, that they would not fight and stand for our nation. See, we are slipping away from the Founding Fathers, in my mind, the willingness to pledge their lives, their fortune, their sacred honor for the freedom to cavalier a spirit that permeates so many in this age. We've even allowed the unpatriotic thinking to be allowed in the preaching, I believe, in the local churches today. The public expression in a church is inappropriate. That we will argue that saying we are to worship God alone, that it's even idolatry to pay honor to the nation, our nation itself. And since God loves people of different language, tribe, and nation, that it's blasphemy to picture God waving an American flag. So let's look at the Bible today and hear from the Bible God's word and get insight to see how he governs nations who follow him. See, it says in Psalms 33, 12 through 15, this is the word of God itself. What joy for the nation where God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as an inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. See, from his throne, he observes all who live on the earth, and he made their hearts, so he understands all that they do. See, these are words of God that come from Psalm itself. See, God sees the hearts of all mankind, every race, creed, and religion. It's important that we know the fact and realize that God sees our nation and the heart of its leaders who are leading. We currently have, in my mind, an Ahab leader and a Jezebel spirit that is leading our great nation. They are trying to take us to the severest darkness it can muster. That's why it's important for us today as American citizens, as a Christian American, to take a stand and to allow our voices to be heard before they silence the voice of those who have faith. Let's look and underscore this morning four principles from this passage that I just read that I believe that will help us today to understand the importance as we celebrate the 4th of July, the 245-year birth date for our great nation. I believe these four principles this morning will give us a better glimpse and a better understanding how God sees and governs nations who follow Him. Principle number one. All cultures are not spiritually equal. Principle number one. All cultures are not spiritually equal. Some honor the Lord and some don't. See, if you go to Genesis chapter 19 in Sodom and Gomorrah, see, God sends two angels to the city to find 10 believing of faith about God the Father, and He would spare the city. See, Abraham does a negotiation with God. God is going to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But see, Abraham pleads and goes from 50. If there's only 50 in the city, will you spare? And he brings God all the way down to 10. So God sends Abraham and two angels into the city, and they only find four of Lot's family that have what I would call, in my mind, a half-hearted faith. See, God hated the lawlessness and the debauchery in the city. It says in Genesis chapter 19, 13, "For we are about to destroy the city completely. The outcry against this place is so great that it has reached the Lord, and He has sent us to destroy it." Can you see that for a minute, folks? God is seeing what is going on in the midst of that nation. It says later in verse 24 that God rained down fire and burning sulfur from the city on the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. See, God hated the nation that had sinful actions because of their sinful hearts. He sees the sin that is going on in the midst of those two cities, in the midst of that nation. See, we so much that in our culture, we want to be thinking that other nations are spiritually equal. They're not. Not all nations around the globe fear God and allow God to lead them as a nation. And we see that in this portion of Scripture in Sodom and Gomorrah. But now let's look at a flip side, a nation too that was not following God as well. Let's look at the city of Nineveh. In the book of Jonah, God sends Jonah to Nineveh. Nineveh was steeped in sin and lawlessness as well. They were Assyrians. Violent, sinful people. They showed no mercy to their victims and the nations they took over, so God was going to deal with them. So He sends Jonah to preach to them. If you can only imagine all the destruction, the debauchery that's going within that nation in Nineveh. But God gives them one more chance, just like He did in Sodom and Gomorrah, and they could not find 10, nor is He seeing this in Nineveh. So Jonah, it says in Jonah chapter 3, verse 4, He tells the people that in 40 days that all of Nineveh will be destroyed. Gives an impactful message. Now I sit here and think, what if God would send that message to America? Unless America turns within 40 days, there will be destruction upon the land and the people who live in it. I'm sure without a doubt, in my mind, I hope that we would answer that call, that message that Nineveh did. It says in verse 5 that the people believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap and repented. Even the king of Nineveh stepped down from his throne, took off his shoes, his crown, and put on burlap. He declared throughout the land a fast, and even the animals would not be allowed to eat. Guess what happened, folks, as you read in the book of Jonah? God allowed the people to come back in repentance, and out of repentance came great revival in the city. See, God saw what had happened in that city, that they had truly turned from their evil ways. And this is amazing what happens. And it changed God's mind. He did not carry out His destruction upon the city and upon a nation. See, God sees what's going on. Folks, they had revival. But let's look at principle number two. Any nation that honors the Lord is promised their blessing. We sing the song, God Bless America. It's a beautiful song, and it's very honoring to God Himself. But how can we? We have such corruption within the current administration who has allowed abortion at an unprecedented amount of lives, selling the body parts of various companies for financial gain. We have Gay Pride Month honor homosexuality. We've allowed transgenders to say it's okay and to display body parts, even in a local city in our current state, that has happened. And don't think it won't happen in your city as well. We allow God's name to be stripped from our government buildings and meetings, and allowing other gods to be prayed in all in the name of freedom of religion. We've taken God out of our schools. We've allowed lawlessness of other organizations and various races to burn down our cities and victimize them. Where is God's blessing in all of this? He will not bless a nation that doesn't honor and seek Him. We've seen that in the cities that we've talked about. Again, our nation embraces and celebrates sexual immorality, pornography, homosexuality, and premarital sex. It's accepted and it is okayed, and has even entered within the church itself. I want to show you just how far our nation has veered from its perception of the founding fathers. I want to read a prayer that George Washington wrote upon the nation and which became our nation. This is his prayer: that God would most graciously be pleased to dispose of us all to do justice, to love mercy, to demean ourselves with charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind, which were his characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion, and without humble imitation of whose examples in these things, we can never hope to be a happy nation. See, can't you hear the heart of George Washington? He loved God, he followed the Bible, and he loved our nation. And in it, it was blessed. See, folks, we have moved in such a great way from the very beliefs of the Republic of the Founding Fathers and the blessing that God gave our nation. See, folks, it's time for us to have a voice of independence and following God and who He was. It's time to stand. It's time to roar. It's time to take your place and what God has for us if we truly want God to bless America. Principle number three: it's appropriate for the nation that God blesses to give thanks. Our nation has abundantly been blessed. Again, as we see from ocean to ocean, our land is rich in resource and commerce. Why is our nation so blessed? Because our republic's beginning echoed God and His word, and we gave thanks in it. You see it in the founding fathers. See, that's why I love Thanksgiving so much. Our nation has set aside an actual day to give thanks to God. We take time to thank you, God, the Father, Jesus, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, as our Creator, who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, who was raised from the dead 3 days later, and who now sits at the right hand of the Father, who at Pentecost sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for all to have relationship with Him. So let's thank God today and our nation's birthday and ask for revival in our land. I like what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by not my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. See, folks, when we get to that place and give thanks to God, He blesses us because we come in humility and we come in thankfulness of who God is and how He has blessed. God bless America. And this brings us to our last principle today. Principle number four: God will remove His hand of blessing from the nations that forsake Him. Psalm 33:10, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purpose of his people. Psalms 9:7. The wicked go down to the realms of the dead. All nations that forget God. Hear me on this morning, standing and during the national anthem. I want you to hear this again. I want you to hear about patriotism. Standing during the national anthem or singing God Bless America or even voting are not the most patriotic thing you can do. I'm going to say it again. Hear me. Standing during the national anthem, singing God Bless America, or even voting is not the most patriotic thing you can do. The most patriotic thing you can do is living for God and living a godly lifestyle. That's how we help America today. Psalm 33:5 says this, "For the Lord loves righteousness and justice." See, some who sneer today at nationalistic pride are only convinced it can be done by a one world order, one world government, the Antichrist. They belittle patriotism because our hope of this nation is only found today in Jesus Christ. It's not in a one world government or nor an Antichrist that will eventually rise. So let your voices roar today with patriotism for the love of God and a nation who sees him. I encourage you today, as you hear my voice, Christians, American Christians, what a great country that we live in. What a great time that we can embrace our freedom as American citizens. But folks, don't ever forget that blessing God and the blessing and the things that we want from him only comes from a nation that humbles himself before him. We have become a prideful, arrogant, unjust, unloving nation that has allowed lawlessness to run rampant throughout the land. Folks, if we're truly going to make a change in America, like it says in 1 Chronicles, if my people will humble themselves. What a great opportunity today, as some of you are headed for church. It's a humbling, but I ask you to ask God for forgiveness and also to a blessing in our nation. If you're home today, I want you to do the same thing. If there's sins that you need to repent from, that God, the Holy Spirit, has showed you, I ask you today to repent. I do the same thing, that God would come, that the Holy Spirit would forgive me of my sins and the things that I have failed to do. It's so easy to allow our own pride and our own arrogance to rule within us personally, isn't it, folks? But I believe if we come to the point of allowing God to die to ourselves, and by doing so and asking Jesus Christ to be our Savior and to be in our Lord, that is the beginning of the place where revival can happen in our land, where our nation turns. Folks, I pray that today that we pray for the current administration and the lawlessness and the injustice that is proclaiming against our land. That we pray today for those leaders, that they will come, that the leadership of Ahab and the Jezebel spirit will be erased from our nation, and it can happen. We know that to be true because we've seen it in the book of 1 and 2 Kings, where God had come and these men would turn away from their wickedness and turn back to God. And God blessed them as the nation, as he blesses Israel today, that God will bless us as we come alongside and we love the nation of Israel. So we are too God's people. We are part of that because God has made us a mighty nation. Let's not look and lose sight of the blessings that he's done for us today. As we celebrate the 4th of July, our Independence Weekend, as we take a three-day weekend and we praise God, and we also to honor a nation that is united together in the one true God, God the Father, not the other gods that they're trying to bring in place that we are to worship. That is nothing more than idolatry and idol worship. They are not the one true God. God the Father himself is the creator of this world, the universe, and everything that's in it. Will you pray with me this morning? Dear Jesus, again, we want to thank you for this day. Thank you for 245 years in which our nation has honored, and you have blessed us because of that, because we honor you. Lord, I pray that you would bring revival in our land, that people will come to a place and repent of their sins, a place of repentance, not only amongst the people of a nation, but also to an administration that needs to see who the one true God is. We pray for our current president and the men and women who lead our nation. Not all of them are leading wrong. Many are trying to have a voice today and getting us back to a nation that honors you. I pray, Lord, that you would break their hearts, that they would come back to knowing you, that they would come back into salvation and trusting God himself. Lord, we thank you. We continue to ask you to bless our great nation. We thank you, Jesus, for the price that you paid on a cross, that we might have relationship with you, so that we would have relationship with the Father, and also too, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live a godly life. In your name I pray. Amen. Folks, I know this teaching today was very straightforward. I'm very passionate about our nation, of where God is taking us. I pray today that you would look back in today as we celebrate the 4th. Let's be joyful of what God has done in our nation. But let's also, too, be thankful for God of how he has blessed us. Folks, happy 4th of July. I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.